Very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, coming to you from Island Community Church. Happy Tuesday to you. Thanks for joining us here today. You are tuned in to WGOD. God's got a word for you today. As we tune into his frequency, he's always broadcasting. He won't disappoint here today. His word today is going to come through the Apostle Paul, and it is going to be a warning about, we'll let him tell us here. He says, and no wonder. He says, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness. Shocking, but not everyone who appears to be Christian is Christian. Hence the name of this sermon is, Will the Real Christian Please Stand Up? This sermon came to me as I was watching President Trump the day after he was inaugurated at this ungodly prayer meeting in the Capitol. And that's where the idea for this sermon came. Not so much what happened there, but the surprise of people that witnessed that are surprised by what they saw. That really is what this sermon is about. This will play here today. This will play tomorrow. We've got Bible study tomorrow night. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. You are invited. We'd love to see you. Sunday, I'm starting a brand new series, the book of Colossians, verse by verse. That'll start Sunday. More on that as the weekend draws near. I'm ready for the weekend to draw near already. Haven't dealt with this flu sickness bout here for a while. It's good to be back again at the church, back behind the microphone here with you. Let's get into the word now. Once again, for more on this ministry and this church, islandcommunitychurch.net. Our statement of faith is on there. What we believe about Jesus Christ is on there. It really is. That's where it all starts. And that's where all the corruption ends up, on the person of Christ Jesus. So islandcommunitychurch.net. Read our statement of faith if you're considering visiting here. The sermons are, for the last year, all uploaded on YouTube on the Island Community Church YouTube channel and YouTube page. You're invited for one of our services. You're invited to one of our services. We'd love to see you Sunday morning at 10:30. Now, we're at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. It's Island Community Church. If you listen to this radio program, you know what to expect. We would love to see you. We're a small church, around 70 or 80 folk. I think that's a big church. And you are invited. We'd love to see you. You'll be warmly greeted by this awesome church family here, where no strangers go unnoticed here. You'll be welcomed here by this awesome people here at this church, and feel right at home, and you'll know what to expect. So we would love to see you maybe tomorrow night at 6, Sunday morning at 10:30. Here we go. This is part one of this message now. Will the real Christian please stand up? Inside the bulletin, if you're sharing a bulletin with someone, you're going to need one of these, because I don't want you to walk out of here muttering my name under your breath. If you don't need one, and if you don't have one, then you can't mutter. Fair enough, right? Also, what I neglected to say, you'll notice on the back of the bulletin, Island Community Church is in need of volunteers, specifically for the audio-visual department and for the upcoming teens ministry that we're hopefully working on here
coming up. So, Arthur, maybe we'll start with you getting you trained here next week on the video camera here. Arthur's going to help us with our YouTube stream, and we'll get that going here next week. But we also need some help for Carol. Now, thank God that Carol's feeling better or is here today, because she's the only one here that knows how to run the slides. So, amen to that. I'm so glad you're back and feeling good. But let's see if we can get someone that's really computer savvy, that knows maybe even PowerPoint and wants to run the slides on a Sunday morning. And if you are interested in that, come talk to me or talk to Carol, because she's the one that'll train you. If you're interested in that, let us know. And Arthur's going to help here with the camera here. So, okay, let's move on here. Okay, are we rolling on the audio, Dwayne? Are we rolling on the video, Carol? Will the real Christian please stand up? Ha! Thank you, Dwayne. Don't you remember that when the people would you know, start to get up and then sit down, and the third guy would start to get up and then sit down, and then the real one would stand up? Isn't it a shame that we got to ask the same thing in the church? All right, so no one else needs one of these. Sometimes, let's pray first. Lord, we exalt you in the house here. We can't praise you enough. Lord, we ask for your blessings now on the proclamation of your holy word. Let God be true and every man a liar. We draw close to you now through your word. Lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit. Help us to be doers of what we hear. Open our eyes to the spiritual truths here today. Let God be true and every man a liar, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, now. You know, sometimes sermons come to me like songwriters receive songs, as they tell me. However, I'll add to that the Holy Spirit of the living God will drop these themes and or ideas that he wants me to preach and teach. And today's sermon is one of those. Now, 2 weeks ago, President Donald Trump and his family attended a church service in Washington, D.C., that was going to be led by a hodgepodge of Episcopals and other groups who have fallen away from the faith many, many years ago. And as soon as I saw the parade of priests, the Holy Spirit said to me, "No, you don't, Paul. No, you don't. No need of destroying a perfectly good television set. How do you expect to watch the Super Bowl next week when your TV is in the backyard?" And it turned out to be exactly as I had expected, as I'll read later on. But to my surprise, now don't get me wrong, I hate politics, I don't preach politics, and I'm not doing that today. But to my surprise, is that most people were surprised by what they saw on their television. And they were surprised by what they saw in a church. A gay woman spiritual leader, which made my hair stand up, and I did my best Lon Chaney imitation you've ever seen. Back of my neck, hairs up everywhere. And people and Christians scratch their heads and they wonder how a supposed Christian leader could have the viewpoints that they do or stand on the platforms that they do. Now, the Apostle Paul is going to tell us here in a few minutes, why should this surprise you? Now, let's pick it up here in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and picking it up in verse 12. We're going to a few places today, but these first few verses are on the handout. Everywhere where I'm going is up here on the board as well. Now, the context for what we're going to look at. The Apostle Paul's defending himself. Once again, this time against these false apostles who had come up against him there in Corinth. You know, like the old saying, when the apostle's away, the devils will play. Reminds me of this pastor that I know was on the radio here in Melbourne. That the pastor had the nerve to go on a cruise and take a weekend off. And when he did and when he came back, half of his church was gone. The guest speaker came and took half of the congregation. You know, Pastor Darren, we need to move in here, I think. Now, verse 12, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 12. He says, but what I do, all right, so he's defending himself against these counterfeit, these fake Christians. What I do, I will also continue to do so that I might cut off the opportunity from those who desire an opportunity to be regarded just as we are and the things in which they boast. For such are false apostles and deceitful workers. All right, false apostles. That's the phrase, the pseudo-apostolos. Remember, a true apostle was chosen by the Lord and not by men. John 15, 16, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1, Acts chapter 1, verse 20 and 21. Second thing he says, deceitful workers, ergate dolios. You see, these guys are not safely anonymous, but they're workers. And they're out on the front lines. They desire to lead and be leaders. They're not safely anonymous, they're workers. They're trying to lead. Though their true identity is safely anonymous to the ignorant or to the uninformed and to all those that don't know the word of God. Now, verse 13 again, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. Verse 14, and no wonder. Greek word, that's the Greek word for marvel, thaumazo. So why marvel at this? This is what Satan does. Why are you marveling at? Why are you marveling that there's evil people in the pulpit? Why are you marveling? There's a devil in pew 5. Why marvel? There's a devil leading First United Yakety Yak down the street. Why marvel? Or Paul would say, you'd say, hey, but there's a demon at that church down there preaching. The Apostle Paul would say, huh, and your point is? Yeah, and? What are you trying to say? Why surprise? Open up the Bible. It's right here in the Word. No wonder. For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Wow, what a profound statement that is. Satan himself transforms himself into a good angel. Transformers. The demons in disguise. Transformers. More than meets the eye. So what should I do? We'll get to that here coming up. God bless you. Now, in the Greek language, there are two different words that are translated transform. The first is the word metamorphe. Meta means a change of condition. Morphe is your form. First is used of the Lord Jesus, though in this case is translated as transfigured, same Greek word, Mark chapter 9, verse 2. Now, after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, and led him up on a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His clothes became shining, exceedingly white like snow, such as no launderer on earth can whiten them, sorry crest cleaners. And Elijah appeared to them with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. You see, this is the word again, metamorphe, to transform or change forms. Now, from the inside out, okay? From the inside out. Interestingly enough, to a certain degree, this can happen to you as well. As a matter of fact, you're commanded. You're commanded to be transformed. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. Now, there's another great truth for us this morning, that something awesome will happen to you when you spend time in the Word of God. To a certain degree, the way that He's transfigured on this mountain, you are transfigured when you sit under the preaching of the Word of God or sit down at home and open up your Bible and soak it in. Pastor Darren's teaching to chew it like cud. Even if it's one sentence, one verse, one phrase, chew on it a while, digest it, meditate on it, bring it back up for a vote later. That's what we do. And something happens miraculously in the spiritual when we do that. That's why He commands you to do it. Don't be conformed. Don't be like this evil world out here. Be changed from it. And you can be transformed from the inside, just like Jesus. As much as we can in this shell of a body, when we spend time with the Word of God. Remember, this is the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, able to even pierce bone and marrow. And as a discerner of the thoughts and intentions of the heart, the Word is alive. It can transform you. Now, here in verse 15 is a completely different Greek word. This word is the word metaschema, applied to the devil and his peeps. This word means to change appearances on the outside. Get it? Same old stinking devil. He can't change who he is. He might grow a perm, shave a mustache, dye his hair, but he's the same old devil on the inside. Unlike you, who can have real change, unlike the Son of God, who was transfigured before them. See, the devil can't change like that. You see the same word transform, but it's not the same Greek word. Now, once again, verses 14 and 15, he says, and no wonder, or why marvel? Or why are you surprised by what you see on your television set? Listen to this now. No wonder, verse 14, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Now, this is the reason why some of these other translations do a great job with this verse. Here's a New American Standard. It says, no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself. See, he can't change on the inside, only what he appears to be to you. It says he disguises himself as an angel of light. Therefore, it's not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness, whose end will be according to their deeds, meaning these guys are going to get theirs in the end. For you, it's up to you to know the Word of God.
Know the word of God and you won't be deceived. This falls on you, not on them. They'll pay their, they'll have their comeuppance in the end, but this falls on you knowing the word of God. When a preacher gets up here and says, it doesn't matter how you live, you'll know who you're dealing with. Don't be surprised when you see and hear that. Like False Face on Batman was one another character it makes me think of. But let this truth sink in this morning. Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. And his demons disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. Or this from the NIV. He says, no wonder, or why marvel? For Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It's not surprising then if his servants also masquerade as servants, Greek word diakonos, meaning deacons. We got two in this church, Pastor Darren and Dwayne Kunkel, are servants, the deacons. Now, the Holy Spirit is telling you that these demons transform themselves into people that take the positions that Darren and Dwayne have here in his church. He says, by their fruit, you will know them. That's why we have to test the spirits, right? That's what John wrote, right? Test the spirits to see as whether or not they are of God. Again, it's not surprising if his servants masquerade as deacons of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve. Or this from the NLT. These people are false apostles. They're deceitful workers who disguise themselves as apostles of Christ. But I am not surprised, exclamation point. Even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it is no wonder that his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. In the end, they'll get the punishment that their wicked deeds deserve. So when we see demons leading prayer groups, don't be surprised. We're deeply embedded in the clergy. In Washington, D.C., he's saying, why do you marvel at this? Why do you marvel that there are demons in disguise in Washington, D.C., in the clergy? Why are you surprised that there's demons in Merritt Island in the clergy? For the devil himself disguises himself as an angel of light. Why be surprised? All right, where do we go from here? And what should the church do about this? All right, first of all, though, let's consider some more evidence. So let's turn to Matthew chapter 13. We're not done presenting the evidence yet. Not quite ready to run the mile yet. Matthew chapter 13. Let's pick it up in verse 24. Matthew 13, 24. Okay, here we go. Now another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. All right, here we go again. Why should I be surprised? He's informing us that what we are about to see is par for the course. He's telling you this is what the kingdom is like. Therefore, don't be surprised when you see it all around you. Don't be surprised. He says, the kingdom of heaven is like. This is how it looks. Now, in the grand scheme of things, God has a real enemy who's trying to destroy the church, and he's trying to take out God's people. That would be you along the way. Devil's trying to destroy you by deceiving you by evil people here in the pulpit. Not everyone here in the pulpit is righteous. The kingdom of heaven is like a man. In this case, it's the Lord Jesus. He tells us himself. A man sowing good seed in his field. Now, chapter 13, verse 38 says, these are the sons of the kingdom. That would be you. You don't need to guess what this means. The kingdom of heaven is like Jesus establishing you into his field. This is what heaven, this is what the kingdom is like. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Now, a tare is a very deceptive weed that looks exactly like wheat. It's almost impossible to tell a difference right up until harvest time. I've also heard that once you spot a tare, they stick out like a sore thumb. See, I can spot one easy now. Once I've recognized what they look like, now they stand out, now I can spot them. How do you treat your wife? That's one way I'm going to look. How do you treat your wife? Let me have a look at your Facebook feed. I can spot a tear. Let me look at your Facebook feed. And I'm going to hold it up against the two that I have in highest esteem. And that would be Robin Ross and my wife, Carol. Read either one of them if you want. Again, verse 25, while men slept, or that is, since no one nipped this in the bud, since no one finally stood up and cleaned house and got rid of these evil people here in the pulpit, okay? While men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. And this is where the devil does his best work. While the people of God are asleep at the wheel, this is what the kind of stuff that happens. You know, you just neglect something that needs to be dealt with. You neglect it for a spell. And then before you realize it, while you're sleeping, the enemy's come in and he's done his dirty work and he's gone his way.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.